So I think just we're trying to explain how this fits into the Psukim, right? Can we gain any insight into the Machlokas based upon the Psukim? Whereas Rabbi Yossi learns it from Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elohim Zincha, Hashem Atamotzim Epicha. And Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Meir, let's say, Rabbi Meir, who says Shema has nothing to do with it, really, learns it out from V'hoyo Dvar Melech HaShem Rechim Tzavcha Yom Alav Avecha. Alav Avecha, Achar Dvarim Shebelev, Heinein HaDvarim. Those are, you know, the Dvarim. So what's the idea, and how could this shed light on the Machlokas? So it could be like this, is that, see, if you'd ask, ultimately, what's the essence of the ideas? The essence of the ideas, of Yedias Hashem, and Achdus Hashem, and Avas Hashem, and all those ideas, the essence is really an internal thing. I mean, the essence isn't in hearing, and the essence isn't in saying, the essence is the idea. Right? That's really the ultimate key of the ideas is, like, I don't know, let's say, for instance, Avram Avinu didn't say Kriya Shema. Right? Let's say he didn't. Okay? Arguable. But let's say he didn't say Kriya Shema. Does that mean he was lacking the ideas? No, of course not. Because the essence of the ideas is belief. It's not the action of saying it or hearing it or anything like that. The essence is that the ideas are like chakukim alibcha, like they're real to you. That's the ultimate, the essence of the whole of the Yisodi Hadas is their reality on the lave. So what is Shema or Kriya? What's Shema? See, Shmiya and through reading it and hearing it is the method, is the best method of internalizing those ideas and making them, creating that reality of that's how you do it. It's through Shema, through expressing it and hearing it, and thereby actualizing the ideas on your personality. Okay, so the method is Shema, but the ultimate kiyum, the ultimate fulfillment, is really in the alavavcha. Okay.
Is it?
So what's the machlokas? So the question is, what's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Okay, what's the idea of mitzvah of Kriya Shema? In other words, we know that there's, you see in the pasuk, there are two ideas here. There's the method, and then there's the ideas themselves, the ultimate objective. Now, there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Shachachov kumecha, you have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to involve yourself in the process, in the method of making them real on the personality? Is that what Kriya Shema is? So the Shema was the method of attaining that level? Or do you say no? The mitzvah Kriya Shema is really, it's like the activity of the mind. It's really the mind's grasp of those ideas, for the mind to think over those ideas. That's because the ultimate kiyum is really in the mind, is the mind's apprehension of the idea. So the mitzvah is for the mind to apprehend those ideas twice a day, to think about them. Now, of course, it needs a maisa, because, as we said yesterday, because halacha can't run without a maisa. But the real... The Maisa Kriya is simply the form which is given to the mind going over those ideas. It really means go over, think over those ideas twice a day. Or the other way is that the mitzvah is not just the thinking over the ideas, but it's to involve yourself in the process which makes those ideas real to you and makes them, actualize them in your mind. If that's the case, then Shmiyah is going to be a component of it. Okay, so in which framework is the mitzvah? Now, why? I'm not sure why, but that's... Now, that's the question of, given that there are these two ideas, which framework is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema set up? Both sides agree that there are two essential processes in Yahadus, and everyone should go through them. Shema Yisrael, the actualizing it, and then the kiyum of the mental involvement in the ideas themselves. Those are definitely the part that the Kriya Shema expresses. They're both true. They can't argue they're both true. The question is, what's mitzvah Kriya Shema? There's a tzura. Is a formalized mitzvah Kriya Shema twice a day that a person has to do something. So which framework is the mitzvah centered around? Is it the process, involve yourself in the process which makes them real to you, which is the Kriya with the Shmi on that whole thing? Or is it really, it's the mind's involvement in thinking over of the ideas themselves? It's really a kiyum belev, so to speak. It's really an internal process. The process of actualizing it, that's your own problem. You do that in your own time. That's a good thing. It's a good prerequisite. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is on the essence. The essence of the kiyum is a mental thing. Right? So is the mitzvah based upon the philosophical essence, which is the kiyum, which is the mental, the mind? Or is it on the process which leads to that philosophical essence? So that's the question. And how do, what is the Torah grabbing hold of in the midst of Kriya Shema? Okay, but they're both essential philosophically, but that doesn't mean they're both mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Okay, so we're the other Tosas. That leads us to Tosas. And I think with this in mind, the Tosas is, becomes, his problem becomes very outstanding. It says, Elohad detani lo rechad nerech samazim b'leiba. Okay? So remember, they had this machlokes by Kriya Shema. And why did the Gemara bring this in? Because we were concerned about Mikra Megillah. We wanted to know who's the Shita who holds by Mikra Megillah. Chayre shouldn't do Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says, oh, well, it's the same question as when it comes to Krishma. Whether you have to hear Krishma, you have to hear Krishma, you have to hear Megillah, same thing. Shouldn't those be the same? So that the Gemara does. Then the Gemara brings in and assumes that this same Achlokas applies by the Bracha on Trumas, taking off Hafrashas Truma, and on Berchus HaMazon. And it tries to line it up with regard to all these cases. And the same shittas are going to apply to all these different cases. Okay, so that's Tosis is not so happy about. It says Kasha, Heichi midamin in Berchus HaMazon to Krishma. How do you compare Berchus HaMazon to Krishma? Vishlama Megillah. I understand Megillah because notice Tosis is only stepping in when it comes to the Gemara brings in Berchus HaMazon. He's not stepping in when it talks about Megillah right at the beginning. It says I understand Megillah ikol meimar the savar commanda amar the tzaruch b'kriya shma shmas ozen. Megillah came to Raisa. That according to by Megillah, I understand that the Shita holds Cheresh isn't good, holds that by Krishma you have to hear, and by he holds came to Raisa. That since they have a Derabanan of Kriyas and Megillah, so it has to be fashioned after a Deoraisa, and only the Deoraisa Kriya is Kriyashma. So therefore, since Kriyashma is formulated in a way which says that you Shema, that you have to incorporate the ideas into your personality, that whole thing. So therefore, in Megillah, it's going to use the same model. So even though maybe we're not talking about Kriya Shema, Kibbalah Mach Shemayim or whatever, but that's the reason why the Torah formulated it that way. But bottom line is, the Torah's formulation of Kriya is a Maisa Kriya and the Kiyam is Shemiya. So if that's the way the Torah formulated it, and there you have on a Kandel Raisa of Mikra Megillah, so we will model it after the same Halachic Tzura. So that I could understand. That even though it's not Kibbalah Mach Shemayim, but we have principle, okay, they call the one Kandel Raisa Tikkun, so they can't make up their own Kriya. They can't just say, you know what, here we're just going to make Kriya and nothing to do with Shemiah, because that's not Kandel Raisa. So they have to follow the pattern of the Raisa. So that much he could understand. Yeah, that's very good. That makes sense. That you can understand as a halachic move. That called the one kinder ice ticken. So therefore, you have to model mikra megillah, which is darabon after kriya shema, which is deraisa. Avol berachas hamazon avi deraisa. But berachas hamazon is another deraisa. Berachas hamazon has nothing to do with kriya shema. You can't tell me that berachas hamazon is modeled after kriya shema. They're two different mitzvahs. Kriya shema and berachas hamazon are two of tayag. It was one of do with the other. Veloksiv be Shema doesn't say by Berchus HaMazon Shema, it says by Kriyashma Shema. Kriyashma, it says Shema, so you see the mitzvah, according to him, is to internalize the ideas on your person and that whole thing. Shema, that's the Shema Yisrael, is that process. Minelon Lasakin be the Tzarech Shei Shema Lazon. So by Berchus HaMazon, it doesn't say anything like that. Berchus HaMazon is Shavach Hashem. So where do you see in Shavach Hashem there should be a halacha of hearing it, of actually this whole thing? It's a completely different realm. There's one idea is Kabbalah Sol. Is certain the Kabbalah, and there's another thing is giving Shemach. So there's two different processes. So why do you just because you have Gzeres HaKasav by Kriya Shema that's the case? So therefore it means that you by benching that's the case. I mean, why does the Gemara just say no? You can't compare those cases. What does one have to do with another? You're comparing apples and oranges. But the Gemara didn't never even thought of such a thing. The Gemara held it's an equation. So that's bothering Tosis. That part of the Gemara he says doesn't make sense. So Tosas answers, Yesh Lomar, the Kimle, the Gemini, Berchus HaMazon Kriya Shema. Then he just knew it. We knew it. It was established to him that you could learn it out. He knew it. Okay, I mean, it's very funny. It's a funny answer. I mean, the question seems like this powerful question. He's just answering, nah, you can just learn it out. I mean, yeah, but he just says, it's the rest of it's the Svar. I mean, there's two different things. I mean, are they two things or they are? It's like what changed between the question and the answer? This is so funny. Like, I mean, the whole question presumes that there was a force to the question, and his answer is nah, don't worry about it. And it's very difficult. It's like he's missing his answer. It's like he left out the answer part of the answer. Okay, so that's what you have to explain. Yeah. So I was thinking, like Gary's saying, that on the surface the question is like this: is that Kriya Shema? That's what the action is. It's Kibbalah. Right? So the action is an action of expressing and internalizing certain Yisrael Yadas. That's the action. That's what you're doing. So of course, the saying Shema makes sense there. Okay? But in Shevach, in benching, it's Shevach Hashem. It's an Amira, Klape Shemaya, that you're giving praise towards God. So what Shaychus does that have to this? I mean, it's two different things. But the thing is, I think is the answer is Kimle that you learn it out. So it means if you think about it, what does it mean? It means if you really think about it, you'll see it makes sense. So what does it mean? It means, because if you think about it, it's true in action. Shevach Hashem, it's not a Kabbalah. It's not, you're not doing an action of Kabbalah. But what do you mean Shevach Hashem? You have to think about what you mean when you say Shevach Hashem. It's not like for God. Of course not. I mean, what does it mean Shevach Hashem? It means that the person has to express ideas of praise to God, but not that he's like talking to God as if there's something, like telling God something. The idea is that he's internalizing ideas of Shevach and his personality. It's just the form of it is not explicitly one of expressing ideas, but it's Baruch Atah Hashem, I guess being Klav Ishmael. But in terms of what you're doing, the idea of the mitzvah is certainly for the person to internalize those ideas and to make them a reality to him. So in terms of the idea of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the form is different. And the form, one is explicitly a Kabbalah, the other one is an action of Shavach, a Bracha Hashem. But in the idea of the thing is the same thing. So therefore, if you see that the way the Torah formulates the mitzvah, whose objective is to make certain ideas real to the personality, it does it through a ma'isa kriya with a kiyum and shmiya, so then it's going to do the same thing by Berachas HaMazon. I mean, it's the same idea. It just happens to be a different method in doing it, but it's the same exact thing. So therefore, why should there should be no difference? Okay, so that's what I think it means. Kimla means, if you think about it, even though there is a, so to speak, halachic differentiation, you could say one of them is an action of a kibbalah, the other one's just an action of Sheva, but in terms of the reasoning for why the Torah is doing this, the whole basis of it, there's really no difference. They're really the same thing. That's what I think is that Tos used that lashon of Kimlan. Like, he's not supplying you with a new svara or a new fact or a new anything. He's just saying that the question is based upon making a chiluk between them. But he says, Kimlan means it's a svara. It's mostly the svara. If you think about it, you realize that even though you could differentiate and make some sort of difference, one is Kabbalah and one is Sheva. But if you think about it, it doesn't make a difference. Why should that make a difference? Not every difference makes a difference. So he's saying, that's what he's saying. If you think about it, he's not telling you anything new. He's saying, just think about it, you'll see that it has to be that way. That's what he's saying. It's mostly the svara. But Tos is his way of pointing it out. And I was like, well, I didn't realize it. But that's his way he's pointing it out. He's showing you through the question and answer, he's showing you the point. He's showing you that don't worry about this difference, because if you think about it, you'll see it's Kimlan. It makes sense that you have to compare it to. I mean, I think that's a style, you know, that's why he's leaving it like that. I mean, like, I don't think it would be an appropriate answer at this point to give a svara to say, oh, no, it's because of a completely different reason. And then don't say, Kimlan, tell us what the completely different reason is. You know, I mean, Kimlan means it has to be right there. I mean, that's what I think. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense that he should tell you what his answer is. Explain it. But he's not explaining it. He's saying, Kimlan just means the same thing. That's what he's saying. Kimlan, he knew that they had to be the same. So now you just have to look for why is that?